6. Statements by the Leader of the Council.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. A couple of things I wanted to make statements about. Firstly, Madam Chairman, I'd like to add my congratulations to Mark and his wife. I did check with Mark. She did turn up. It went through. Clearly. Apparently, she's really nice as well. I know, clearly. But seriously, we often have to consider bad news, in this chamber, and it's really nice to have something positive to celebrate, and I do warmly congratulate Mark and his new bride. Well done. On Thursday last week, Ian and I trekked down to Brighton where the Great British Coastal Conference was taking place, introduced by the Minister of State for Community Resilience and Coastal Communities, Marc Francois. And Ian and I had a slot right after the keynote speech by the Minister to talk about the Coastal Community Team in Jaywick and the work that's being done there. And I have to say, it was extremely well received, and what we're doing down there, what the Coastal Community Team is doing down there actually, became the talk of the whole conference. And well done to Ian, because he gave an excellent presentation, despite the IT, predictably enough, not working, and the slideshow that he was dependent upon only turning up halfway through his speech, which was obviously amusing as hell for me, but probably not so good for him. He did really well. And then the other thing I wanted to mention, just a minor event that happened week before last, was there was a referendum, some of you will have been aware of, that took place on the 23rd of June. Firstly, and before I forget, I think we should all thank and congratulate the returning officer and all his staff. For yet another flawless exercise of democracy in action taking place, whatever your views on the result, there were, as far as I'm aware, there were no, glitches or problems. If there were, they were dealt with so seamlessly, nobody knew. And that's an event, that's something that logistically is a very challenging exercise that involves hundreds of people. And I do pay tribute to every single one of those people who sit in those polling stations right across the district. For the full opening time of the polling station, and then many of them come to the count afterwards and help out with the counting of the ballots. It's a brutal business, democracy, but I think Winston Churchill said it's a terrible system, but it's better than the alternative. And we had the referendum, and we've got the result. And obviously that has led to concern. It's led to a surprise result in that most of the pundits were predicting it would go the other way. We have the 52-48 result, and I think, and immediately afterwards, we saw the Prime Minister announcing his resignation. And I've said and I'll say again here that I think that was a mistake on David Cameron's part. I think it was premature. I think it's possibly even a little bit petulant. Yes, he put the question, he posed the referendum, his career effectively was finished by the result. Someone said, as a politician, you should never ask a question if you don't know what the answer is going to be. And he made that fatal mistake. However, I think he also had a responsibility to either have had a contingency plan in place that did allow for the possibility of a Leave success, which, let's face it, was always going to be a possibility, and he didn't appear to have done, or he should have stayed in place and started the exit process and put a team together that could have started the negotiations immediately with Brussels rather than delaying it, because what none of us want is for this process to dominate politics in this country for the next 25 years, which I fear it may. So we've got an interesting time in Westminster. It would be something of an understatement to say. I think 80% of Labour MPs don't want their leader, but they've still got him. 100% of UKIP MPs didn't want Nigel Farage anymore, and he's got his way. Nigel's gone. So we've got three large political parties with sort of leadership issues, shall we say, that are being played out. And I think there's a bit of a power vacuum there, to put it mildly. And I do think, with no sense of self-aggrandisement, that it does fall upon us, 60 members of Tenby District Council, to play our part as community leaders. And later on in the agenda, I think page 45, when we look at the corporate plan, you will see that right at the heart of that corporate plan, literally and metaphorically, is community leadership. And at no time can I think of it being more appropriate than right now when people are nervous, people are edgy, people are scared. There are reports in the press of a rise in race-motivated crime. I'd like to say I spoke to Ivan this afternoon. He's at the LGA conference, can't be here in his role as a group leader at County Council. But he and I are quite united on the fact that we must be completely condemning of any incidents of a racially motivated nature, wherever they occur. Now, as far as I'm aware, there haven't been any reported incidents in the district tendering that I'm aware of so far, and I'm delighted about that. But if anything does happen, we need to be seen to be coming down that incredibly down on that incredibly hard as community leaders and as councillors. And what I would say to people, when you have a referendum with a binary outcome, you know, a yes or no, remain or leave, clearly some people are going to be very unhappy with the result and some people are going to be delighted with the result. You had a 52-48 result. You've got 48% of the population who voted to stay in who are not going to be happy. And I think it's incumbent upon the Leave campaigners and people who supported Leave to reach out to them and make sure they don't feel isolated. And that applies to us all as councillors. And it also, I think, equally applies to people on the Remain side to accept the result and try and make it work and try and be positive about it, no matter how. And I do accept that's going to be very difficult. So, Chairman, in conclusion, I do want to issue in the next day or so a joint statement that hopefully will be signed by all the political leaders on the Council that does make it clear that we're not going to accept any behaviour within this district where, you know, foreigners are being picked on. Some of the instances we've heard of, there's only been a few, and it's probably just the tip of an iceberg, but we just want to nip it in the bud before anything happens. There are 3 million EU citizens living in this country who quite rightly are concerned about their status, just like there are millions of Brits living abroad in European countries who similarly don't quite know where they stand anymore. And I think it's a responsibility of all politicians, particularly those at Westminster, to reassure those people that nothing untoward is going to happen to them and life will continue as normal for them. In the meantime, we have to watch our televisions, as I'm sure we've all have been doing avidly, to see what the latest is playing out. I'm not even up to date on what happened in the Conservative leadership contest, but I'm sure someone will tell me who got knocked out tonight. I could probably guess. Chairman, I think on that I will sit down and shut up, but I'll take any question if anyone has any.
No? Well done.